als die Glocke sang, da, dann, da, dann, da, dann, weiter. Dann auf,
if he too might have made a similar mistake. You are tuned to WFIT 89.5 in Melbourne. And this has been a different show, I'm willing to admit. But if you include the scope of an artist such as Brian Eno, who has such an eclectic career, you have to involve every aspect to produce the overall whole. At the beginning, we presented Ambient Number 1, Music for Airports, piece 2 over 1, I guess is what it's called. And then we went from an interview with Brian Eno from the album From Brussels with Love. And from that, a brief excerpt from Discreet Music, his first of the obscure series on Editions EG, which is also another offshoot of the regular label. And from that to an unreleased piece of Brian Eno and Robert Fripp entitled Air Structures, a double live album, for the most part unreleased. We heard two pieces, Peter's Clock and Oaken Gates. And then to cover some of the earlier aspects of Brian Eno's career, in a later transition, we heard from Eno, Mobius, and Rodilius, as they come to be called Cluster, a piece entitled Broken Head from the album After the Heat, actually the second Eno and Cluster album. And then from his first album involving a little trick of cards entitled Oblique Strategies. We heard a piece entitled Sky Saw, which also featured Phil Collins, Percy Jones from Brand X, and John Cale from Velvet Underground. That was followed by another album titled Before and After Science, which also used his Oblique Strategy cards throughout the composition of the album. A piece entitled King's Lead Hat, and that actually is an anagram for the name Talking Heads, of which he became like the fifth member of the Talking Heads, and had worked extensively with David Byrne, and was also joined by Phil Manzanera and Robert Fripp on that piece. And then we heard from Talking Heads, which featured Brian Eno and John Hassell as well, from another remix of the song Houses in Motion that originally appeared on the Remaining in Light LP. And that was followed up by another previously unreleased piece from the Jezebel Spirit 12-inch EP, which originally was from My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. And that was followed up from the Catherine Wheel that David Byrne worked with Twyla Tharp, and they made a conceptual modern dance and music that was later available on TV and finally on video. A piece entitled The Red House, which also featured Brian Eno and Adrian Belew from King Crimson. Then from another piece, The Talking Heads, Seen and Not Seen, also from their Remain in Light album. And then from John Hassell and Brian Eno collaboration, was also joined by Nana Valenzuela, who's worked extensively with Pat Metheny, from Eno and Hassell's album, Fourth World Volume 1, Possible Musics, Charm Over Burundi Cloud. And then we heard from Michael Brook, with backup by Brian Eno and Daniel Lenoir, from Michael Brooks' debut album entitled Hybrid, and we heard the piece entitled Midday. And that piece previous to this one was from Ambient Number 4. There's a series of four ambient albums. This was from Number 4 on Land, a piece entitled Dunwich Beach, Autumn 1960. Brief background on the idea of ambient music. An ambience is defined as an atmosphere or surrounding influence or a tint. And Eno had got the idea originally that was pioneered by Muzak Incorporated, and thought that he could perhaps expand the possibilities to create a distinction between the area of products and purveyors of canned music, and he defined the term ambient music to represent that idea. Part of the approach that Brian Eno uses is almost Zen-like in comparison. A quote from him in 1983 is as follows. A forest, seen from the air, is complex and interesting. A single tree is equally complex. One leaf, even one molecule, is endlessly fascinating. That's how music should be. So we go to the next phase, and this involves more the range of Eno's later career, and with some other collaborations in mind. This is from an otherwise unavailable album that was only released in the box set, Working Backwards, 1983 to 1973, entitled Music for Films, Volume 2, which actually is Apollo Number 2, all atmospheres. Two pieces we have heard is The Dove and Roman Twilight. And if you like tonight's show so far, you can call the number here is 768-8777. Thank you.